And good morning to you. The time is 6:43. This is member-supported 88.7 FM WBFO in Buffalo. The New Hampshire primaries finally are happening today. We'll have live coverage of those results courtesy of NPR later tonight. But right now we're going to be joined by Catherine Loper, a reporter from a WRVO public radio station in central New York, who is in New Hampshire this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Catherine. First of all, a group of local Democrats from Western New York, they went up to New Hampshire this past weekend. They were there to campaign on behalf of Hillary Clinton. And one of their focuses was to share their experiences in dealing with Secretary Clinton when she was a New York senator. Does New York play in New Hampshire? What is your sense right now of the state of the Hillary Clinton campaign in New Hampshire?
That's right. We had Senator Kirsten Gillibrand here with a group of women senators who took a bus all around New Hampshire over the weekend on Friday to tout the reasons why they think Hillary Clinton should be the next president, particularly focusing on her issues that they say will help women. As you know, Kirsten Gillibrand has been a big promoter of family leave, paid family leave, and that's on Hillary's platform as well, so she was talking about that. And then on the other side, we had about 50 New Yorkers come here to support Donald Trump. They came from Western New York, the Rochester area, and the Utica area to come here to knock on doors and make phone calls and get out the vote, put up yard signs, that sort of thing. So we're seeing a little bit of New York influence on all points of the spectrum of this race.
I'm glad you brought up Donald Trump, because in a lot of ways this is fascinating. Maybe just a couple of months ago, everybody thought that by this time, he would just be a footnote on the presidential campaign trail. And it's based on polls, at least, it's far from that in New Hampshire. What are you seeing and feeling and hearing about Donald Trump in New Hampshire?
He is the runaway favorite to win. There's been a variety of polls, and they've all shown a lot of different things, but all of them show Donald Trump way ahead here in New Hampshire. And you can see that just when you compare the events of the different candidates. Trump had a big rally here last night, thousands of people, and some of the other candidates were still having smaller events in pubs and restaurants where there isn't that kind of enthusiasm. So you can just gauge it that way. And, you know, mentioning New York, there are politicians, both in your area, Carl Palladino, and in the Syracuse area, that want to try to bring Trump to New York State for rallies leading up to the New York State primary, which isn't until April.
I'm glad that you mentioned that as well, because, you know, we have been hearing about New Hampshire and Iowa. They get all the focus here early on. They get months and months of buildup to their primaries. Here in New York, a lot of frustration among voters in the sense that by the time we get around to vote, there's just really nothing to vote upon, that basically those candidates are already set. Right now, as you're kind of feeling things out here, what are your thoughts about the possibility of a relevant New York primary this year?
Well, April 19th does feel like a long ways away, but what I would say to everyone is look and see how many Republicans continue to campaign after New Hampshire, what we're calling how many get a ticket out of New Hampshire. There are so many candidates right now that, you know, maybe as many as five continue to campaign in the coming days, in the coming races. So that will be a big signal for how long this primary process will last and whether or not we have a chance for it to mean something when it comes to the New York primary in April.
You're up there in New Hampshire with a group of students from Syracuse University. We talk a lot about how perhaps maybe the younger generation doesn't care about politics. They're disaffected by it to a certain extent. What is your sense dealing with these students as they go about this very interesting element of democracy that is on display in New Hampshire?
That's right. The students I'm here with are political reporting students. They are journalism students, so they are out covering all the different campaigns. And one thing the youth vote has really played in is on the Democratic side, where there are many, many young people who are supporting Bernie Sanders. And so it's been interesting for me to hear how our students see that, and it's particularly the women students. They've gone to Bernie Sanders events and Hillary Clinton events, and they've said to me, you know, the young people, the college students, just support Bernie sort of completely. And when you ask them why they don't support Hillary, they don't necessarily have a great reason. Maybe they don't know Hillary from, you know, back in the 90s or her work necessarily, even as, you know, Secretary of State. And so they're really connecting with Bernie Sanders. And it'll be interesting to see how much that sort of college student youth vote plays in this primary day. We've had a lot of snow yesterday. I'm waiting for the sun to come up to see how much snow is on the ground. And, you know, one thing they were talking about is voter turnout. And, you know, Hillary Clinton has a lot of older support, and sometimes, you know, some older people have a little bit more trouble getting to the polls and the weather. So we'll see what happens if the youth come out for Bernie or if Hillary holds, you know, does well.
Catherine Loper talking to us from New Hampshire this morning of public radio station WRVO in central New York. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.